Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the second day of Sivan Tovshin Pebeis. Masechta Shviz Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. We've mentioned several times that the Kedusha of the fruits of Shviz, because there's Kedusha, you can't do anything you like with the fruits or with the food of Shemitah. If it's something that we normally eat, you could eat it. If it's drunk, you normally drink it. You drink it. And if it's used for plying for the body, like oil, you could do that as well. But to use it not in the right way, not in the normal way, would be prohibited because that's mafsid perishvis. It's like destroying, it's like destroying the fruits of shvis. And one would be over the mitzvah of the Torah la'ochla v'lo lehafsid. The Torah says la'ochla, for food. From which we learn, use it for food, or the normal way that's used, but not for hafsid, not to destroy it. We're going to now learn in this perek, in perek shmini, various dinim and details about what is allowed, what is not allowed, what constitutes hafsid, what constitutes destroying fruits of shmit, and what does not. Says the Mishnah. Klal perek shmini Mishnah Aleph. Klal gadol amar bashvis. There was a great rule that they said, a general rule they gave with the Shemitah produce. Kol ham yuchad l'machal adam, anything that's for human food, that's reserved for human consumption, wheat, date, figs, grapes, etc. Einosin memenem l'machal adam. You cannot use it in the Shemitah year to make a bandage out of it or to make an ointment out of it. Ben zoch lomel abheimah, goes without saying that you can't make an ointment for an animal, that for sure you can't do. And that's because it says lachem la'ochla, v'hoiso shabbos ha'oretz lachem la'ochla. The sabbatical fruits of the land shall be for you, for food. From which we learn, anything that's for you, that's food, use it as food, not as refuah, not as medicine. V'chol she'eino miyuchad l'machal adam, but anything that's not normally used for human consumption, oisin mimenem lugm la'adam. You can, for example, it might be some of the soft thistles or brush that can be eaten, but it's not usually used for eating. Oisin mimenem lugm la'adam. You can use it for making an ointment, a bandage for a person. Ava lo l'behema, you can't use it for the animal's bandage, to make an ointment for an animal. And the reason is because since it's fit for animal consumption, it must be used for animal consumption and not to make a medicine out of it. What about something that's not for food, for human food, nor is it for animal consumption? Then we say it depends upon one's thought. Why did you take that? Why did you buy that? Or did you pick? Why did you pick it? If he thought about it when he picked it off, when he plucked it from the ground, let's say he thought, I'm going to use this for my animals, or I'm going to use it for my kitchen table for the kids. Then we put upon that food, upon that product, the stringency of being human food, so you can't make a bandage out of it, you can't make it for ointment, like food which is normally reserved for human consumption. But we also put chumrei behema. We also put the stringency of animal food, which you're not allowed to cook. Normally, animals eat their food raw, so you're not allowed to cook it. So you'd have to use it for human consumption, but you would not allowed to be cooking it. And that's if you thought about using it for food of human food and also of animal consumption. However, what happens if this product that's not reserved for human food or for animal consumption. Let's say he thought about using it for fuel. He's going to stoke his fire with it. Harukates, then it'll have a din like wood, like firewood, and there's no kedusha of shvis at all upon it. What are examples of these? Kigun hasiya va'eza va'kornis. Now, these are three different varieties of hyssop that grow in the wild. And they would use it sometimes for food or for spices, sometimes for firewood or for fuel for the fire. And since they're not designated particularly for food, we follow the machshava. We follow what was the thought process involved when it was picked or plucked from the ground. Mishnah base. Shvi is shit nitna l'achila v'lishzia l'sicha. It's permitted to use the fruits of Shemitah for eating, for drinking, or for applying as a massage or as an oil, or to oil one's body. Each thing the way it's normally used. Lechol, dava shadavak lechol. If it's something that normally eaten, you eat it. Eating it raw, you eat it raw. If people normally cook it, you should eat it cooked. And if people don't normally eat it because it's gone bad, then you don't have to eat it either. And to apply onto the body things that you use normally to apply in the body. For example, says the Mishnah, you can't apply oil or massage wine, that is, wine or vinegar into the body. Even though sometimes a person might put some wine or vinegar in the body, but since it's normally not used for that purpose, it's used for drinking, therefore you can't use it for another activity, such as applying in the body. Aval soch was a shaman. You're certainly allowed to apply oil onto your body because that is the normal way of the normal use of oil, even though it's also used for food. The same thing will apply to truma, the fruits of Maaseh Sheni, which are also only given for their normal use, eating, drinking, or applying in the body, to a massage into the body, to eat something normally eaten, and to apply on the body what's normally applied. Kalmehem Shviz, finally says the Mishnah, there is a leniency with the fruits of Shemitah, which does not apply to Truma and Maaseh Sheni, and that is Shenitnad Adlokas Haner. It's permitted to use the oil of Shemitah also for lighting one's candle. As it says, Tiyechol Tabosa Le'echol, it says, it shall be, all its produce shall be Lechol. And that extra word, Tiyya, shall be. The Sifra learns from this word, the Tiyya, that even for Adlokas Haner, not just for consumption, but also for Hadlokas Haner, light in the candle. That's when it comes to Shemitah. That's the leniency in Shemitah. However, Truma, if it's Tahira, and Maaseh Sheni, whether it's Tomei or Tahor, you cannot use it for Hadlokas Haner, for lighting the candle. If the Truma is Tomei, then yes, you can use that for the candle.